Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, Chris is looking for a second date update with a woman named Paulina. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing good. Trying to keep them all straight. We do a lot of these.
Sure.
So tell us about Paulina, how you two met, and how that first date went.
Okay. Well, we had a mutual friend who's somewhat of a matchmaker, and she wanted to set us up, and I was game. I'm like, okay, I guess we'll do this. Mm-hmm. So she set me up with Paulina. We went out on only one date, and then she's just completely disappeared now.
Mm. What'd you guys do?
We went out to eat, actually. We went to Via Vite.
Oh, nice.
Went out for some food, and thought we'd have a nice little meal there, and then get to know each other.
So had you interacted at all prior to being set up? Or, like, even after you set up, did you guys talk about anything or, you know, text back and forth before you met up at the restaurant? Or was that, like, the very first time you met?
This is an absolute, complete blind date. So,
oh, wow. I went on one of those before.
We never talked on the phone. It was just kind of, you know, our mutual friend is the one who actually set up the time and date and where to meet. So, I didn't know anything about her going into it. So, completely blind.
Yeah, I like that. I've been on one of those before, one time only, and we met at NADA, and I just, like, sat on that little bench, like, in front of NADA. I didn't even know what this guy looked like. I didn't know anything about him, and he just came up and was like, hi, you know, are you Jen? I'm like, yeah, and it was, like, it was okay, but it was very definitely weird, like, almost the whole time, because all those, like, pre-whatever jitters you have of even, like, you know what someone looks like. You don't have any of that, so it all kind of comes out on the date.
Well, how do you think the blind date went, Chris?
Well, I was, I was excited about it, but I was also very worried, like you were saying, you kind of don't know what you're getting into. So I was a little cautious and excited and all that stuff. So when she showed up, I mean, she's pretty, she's very nice. I mean, we had a great conversation. She's really a sweet girl. So I thought everything went fantastic, but I think I must have done something. You know, I don't know what it is at all. That's why I'm kind of calling you guys to figure out if you can help me figure out what I did wrong.
As nice as she was and as pretty as she was, you felt you had real chemistry?
Yeah. I mean, we laughed a lot. We had a great time. So I don't understand. Again, I don't know. I must have done something because I don't know. Everything seemed great on the surface.
How did the date end? Kind of take us through that. Like, what was, did you sense then that something was off, or was it great right up until the very end?
You know, I think both of us had the perspective of it was, you know, it's a blind date, so it wasn't going to be a real long, long night. It was just kind of the meal, get to know each other, and then kind of went our separate ways. But it ended on a great note. I mean, we didn't kiss or anything else like that. It was just, you know, we just had a really good time. Could tell that we enjoyed each other's company, and I told her, I'll get in touch with you soon.
And how'd she respond to that? She seemed receptive.
Yeah, I mean, she smiled, and then we just, you know, again, just kind of went our separate ways at that point. So,
okay.
Followed up, and just again, just nothing, absolutely nothing. And I even talked to our friend, the girl who set us up, and I kind of said, well, you know, what's going on? I haven't heard back from her, and she just kind of blew me off too. So I really am in the dark now. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. That's the worst part, is not knowing. You think it goes one way, and you have no clue that maybe something else is at play here. I wonder if someone else has come back into her life, maybe an ex, maybe she's got something else going on.
Yeah. I don't know if it's something as simple as, you know, I mean, we had a meal, so I don't know whether or not my breath stink or something. I don't know if it's something I can fix. You know, that's easy. I'll eat a breath mint, you know.
So you're opening yourself up to the feedback, whether it's positive, negative.
Absolutely.
Or otherwise.
I just want to know why. And, like, again, I mean, we had a good time. And hopefully, you know, we could go out again. But I would like to know what's going on.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll call Paulina and see what she has to say about Chris and the blind date they went on at Via Vite. As Second Date Update continues next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Okay, so Chris met Paulina on a blind date. They were set up by a mutual friend. Has everyone in this room, including myself, gone on a blind date?
Yeah.
I have not.
You've never gone on a blind date?
Nope.
So you've always talked before or known them or something?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I guess it's just like once in a lifetime kind of thing. I've only been on one. Have you been on more than one?
I don't think. No, I've only been on one and I ended up marrying her.
Wow.
Yeah. Marriage didn't work out, but, you know, we had a good 13-year run.
Yeah.
And Chris said he thought this blind date went great. They had dinner at Via Vitae. They had a chance to get to know each other. There seemed to be some chemistry. She's very friendly, nice, beautiful. That helps. And keeping in mind, this is a blind date. They did end up going their separate ways, but Chris had said that he would reach out and try to set something else up. She seemed open to the idea, but hard to know what she was thinking, but he wasn't picking up on any negative vibes.
Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know, it shows you some gumption to actually go through on a blind date. You know, we do these all the time and you hear, we talked for a week, we talked for 3 weeks, we texted back and forth, we messaged on the app. So just to go in there, not even knowing what they looked like, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty nerve-wracking, too, because you're like, oh.
He has tried to contact her, but there's been no response from her. She's gone completely silent. There was no communication after the date. Is that right, Chris?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so here we are. We're going to call Paulina. Chris would like some feedback because he feels that he must have done something, or maybe it was his breath. He doesn't know what, but he wants to know, right?
Absolutely.
And you're prepared for whatever the outcome.
I will take it like a man, yes.
All right, you're a good man. Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paulina?
Yes.
Paulina, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Do you have a few minutes? Would you be willing to come on the radio with us? Quick chat.
Okay.
So the reason we're calling is because Chris, a guy you went on a blind date recently with, called us and was telling us what a lovely time he had with you, how much he enjoyed meeting you and getting to know you, and was left with the impression that, you know, maybe there'd be an opportunity there for you guys to get together again, but he's evidently made some attempts. You've gone radio silent.
Where are you?
Yeah, he just, you know, he now is beginning to think maybe there was something about him or something he said or did that maybe didn't sit right with you. And so he kind of just wants to know, like, what, you know, what did he do? Is there something he should be aware of? Did he do something wrong? Can you shed some light on it? It doesn't sound like you want to see him again. And I guess he just wants to know why, maybe. So if it's something he's doing, he can avoid doing it in the future.
Right. He didn't do anything in particular. I'm just not personally into dating his kind.
I'm sorry?
I'm just not into dating people outside of my race.
Why?
Other people, like, whatever other people want to do is fine, whatever floats your boat. Like, I'm just saying, for me, personally, I'm just looking for one type. And I wanted to be polite, so I stayed on the date. I was just there to get to know him. As a friend, really, I wasn't thinking more than that, so I wasn't thinking there was any long-term potential, but I didn't want to leave when I saw him.
So try to clarify this for me. You are saying that Chris is of a certain race or ethnicity that you are abjectly opposed to dating. Is that accurate? Or is it fair to say you are opposed to dating anyone who is not white?
I mean, when you put it like that, that sounds so, like, I
just don't want to misunderstand you. I mean, you led with, I don't want to date someone who's not my kind. You understand how messed up that sounds.
Sure. I just think for me, what I'm attracted to is like a certain look. And I don't know like why, or I just am so like, that's the only thing I like.
Gotcha.
And I guess I don't know. I just have never like opened that up to like other races.
So let me ask you this. When your friend set you up and, mm-hmm. you know, said, hey, I want to set you up with this guy. I know he's really nice. I think you guys will hit it off. And you were like, okay, cool. Knowing how you feel about your specific likes, I know it's kind of an awkward thing to say, but wouldn't you like maybe verify that before you went into it to avoid?
Is she aware of your preference?
I guess it's kind of, maybe it's like small-minded of me, but I guess when I heard his name was Chris, I just assumed. And it was just kind of like a weird thing to say, and I guess I just trusted that this friend kind of already knew my taste. And I didn't think to tell her, you know.
Right.
Like, okay. Make sure he's white. I don't want to say something like that.
Well, Pauline, if you listen to our show and you're familiar with Second Date Update, you know Chris is on the line and he's had a chance to hear this. Chris, doesn't sound like it's anything you can help.
I don't even know how to react to what she's saying.
Right.
I can't change who I am, my background, where I come from.
Yeah.
I don't check the boxes for her, apparently, or I check too many boxes, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm floored. I never assumed she was like this during our conversation.
I mean, I was happy to try a date. I mean, I've been single for a while, so I was happy to get to know someone. It just, you're personally not what I'm looking for, but I just think it, like, you're someone else's ideal, but not mine.
So in an attempt to clarify here, Paulina, as a rule, you would not consider being in a relationship with someone of a different race or ethnic background. Let me frame
really
it a different way.
It.
Huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What?
I don't know if it's the way I was raised. Like, I've never really examined it. It's just like a feeling that I feel of like, I want to be with someone, I guess, who looks like me.
Have you ever dated anyone who doesn't look like you?
No.
See, I'm wondering if you had gone into this blind date blindfolded.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Literally blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have an opportunity to see Chris, and you were basing this just on, you know, your conversation and getting to know each other. Is he someone you would have found yourself attracted to based on the chemistry alone?
I don't know about chemistry. I don't think I like let myself imagine that. But I think like I thought he was really nice, and I like talking to him. It was like an easy conversation.
Well, it reminds me of that, like, not like Jeff's situation he's talking about. Do you remember that Love is Blind show was on Netflix that put people behind walls? So you couldn't see what they looked like. You had no idea anything about them. And you were kind of forced into these situations of getting to know them better without ever even seeing them.
Yeah. I did see that show. It was good.
But that obviously, yeah.
I mean, I think this is just like, this is just who she is and what she wants to do, you know? I mean, it's
difficult to put yourself in that situation when you've already been biased based on what you've seen.
Yeah.
I guess everyone likes what they like, and that's cool, whatever floats your boat. But at the beginning of this conversation, when you said his kind, maybe you just aren't aware of how
that comes off.
How that comes off.
Across.
It
might
how it
make
sounds.
You
yeah.
look in the best light.
I mean, let's just say it sounds racist.
And maybe that's the case. Maybe that's not the case. But
I didn't mean it the way that it came out. I mean, I want you guys to know that I'm absolutely not racist. That was absolutely a poor choice of words. And I mean, I have friends, you know, all different, you know, ethnic backgrounds and different races that I love in my life. So that's not who I am. But for me, like romantically, the fact that I'm attracted to a certain race, I mean, if you go on any dating app, they usually ask you your like a racial preference.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, but a lot of them do.
I get that they're trying to funnel people to what they like, their interests and things.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if that's something that maybe we should just do away with.
I was wondering the same thing. I think it's a matter of when. When will they do away with it?
I mean, listen, I get your point that, you know, you're attracted to what you're attracted to, but should we be limiting those choices based on race?
Yeah, like, right or wrong, it's just people have preferences, and, you know, they even ask you on an app. So it's just, this is my particular preference.
All right. Well, we asked for honesty, and we got some raw honesty there.
I got it.
Yeah. Sure. Which it also makes complete sense why she just never talked to you again.
Yeah, this is an extremely difficult conversation. I can see why you wanted to avoid it altogether.
I just thought it could, you know, we could move on. And it was like a blind date, and not a lot comes from those. You know, it's like easy to just, you know, move on.
Right. Well, Paulina, we appreciate your brutal honesty, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and I get what you're saying. I should have phrased it a different way, probably.
Yeah. Well, thank you for engaging in the dialogue with us. And, Chris, I'm very sorry.
Yeah. Can't change who I am. If she's not willing to accept it, then it's her loss. I just got to tell you. I think I'm a nice enough guy. You just get to know me, not judge me by my cover.
Fair enough. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation. One we were not expecting to have that day when we that originally was on our uncensored second date update.
Yeah,
podcast.
I think we never really know what's going to happen when we take these second date update calls, but we really were not prepared to have a serious discussion about racism morning.
Yeah, the feedback we got was interesting because we had a lot of people who said you should have called her out more. You know, you should have shamed her more for what she had said. And I did take issue with her usage of the phrase his kind.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of feedback from people who said we didn't call her out enough. And then we actually got a lot of feedback from people who said that we sounded kind of judgy toward her for simply expressing, you know, that she's just attracted to what she's attracted to. I'm trying to find the email. I got one from Mark. He says, as an Asian American male, I'm used to being on the bottom of the racial preference dating food chain. I also have a racial preference as well, though. I grew up in an all-white neighborhood, and my preference is for Caucasian women. I also prefer women who are shorter than me. I also prefer women who are attractive looking and who are not fat. It is touchier to talk about race considering what is going on in this country. Yes, the woman did not elegantly express her preference, but it sounded like there was a judgmental quality in the show against her. However, I appreciate how you negotiated the discussion in the show without slamming her. So it was interesting. We got it from both sides.
I think that's fair, too.
I guess we all kind of wish, like, we would know exactly how to react and exactly what to say the right thing in the right moment at the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
And how many times do you walk away from a conversation like that saying, I wish I'd said this? Yep.
But what we can tell you is that was an honest conversation. And in a world where sometimes we say to, you know, the talking heads on TV, man, they can't just talk to each other. So we did just kind of talk to each other in that conversation.
Right. All right, well, there it is. Mm-hmm. If we can there do a go. Second date update for you.
We thought it was going to be something in the bedroom.
Yeah. Nope. Shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen, two N's and Jen, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.